The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Jesus rose, took the child and his mother by night, and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until after the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go back to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are now dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that it might be spoken through the prophets what might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. I want to let you know about my Holy Family. Mine, a little more holy than most, a little cracked, a little fractured, but still my family. We had a get together yesterday at my nephew's house. Most of the family was there. We had, for the most part, a good time, but there were some moments where the family was a little more fractured than other moments. So at this time of year, when we see family members that we may not have seen for a week or a month or even a full year, and they come to our house, and all we can go is, "Oh yeah, I remember Uncle Fred. Boy, Aunt Mary, Cousin James." They had some point where they just didn't quite fit. Was it something I said? Was it something they said? Really didn't matter who said it. What mattered is the fact that our family, our relationships, have a few holes in them, and we're not as whole as we should be. So how do we make things better? In today's second reading, we're given that plaster of Paris, that putty, those things by which we could possibly fix the cracks in our family. Paul said to the Colossians, "Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against one another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must do." Ouch. That's a lot, but I think that's how we could fix maybe one crack in our family. Have you ever thought of maybe getting together with all your relatives
Even the ones you're not really particularly fond of, and say, for this event, for this night, we are going to be a whole family. No matter what we've done in the past, no matter what issues we have, no matter what things have happened before, let us become a whole family. And so I ask of you this evening, what can you do to help your family become whole? Can you go out to one member of your family, your choice? It can be somebody you've talked to last week, or maybe it's somebody you haven't talked to in years. Give them a call and just start the conversation. Look at today's second reading. Can you forgive? Can you be holy? Can you be kind to this person? And then invite them to a family event. Or even better, say, hey, are you having something? Can I come? For it is through this plastering of the cracks in our relationships, those holes in our family, that we in turn become whole. Our families become united. And with that unity, we can truly become a holy family.